This is Power 4.4 Radio, where real hip-hop lives.
Hey, this is Nakia Vaughn, owner of NKV Skin, sickle cell advocate and skin care enthusiast at Power 4.4 Radio, the station where people are the power.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dewana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby.
And we are the Wonder Twins.
Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood. Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
Hey, it's your girl, Ashley Ryan. Tune in to Respect the Mic each and every Wednesday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. on Power 4.4 Radio. Don't forget to download the Live 365 app.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event? Contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Hey, this is your favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill here. Make sure you check out the Seat Plan Do show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Power 4.4 Radio, where the people are the power.
Yo, this is your man, Tim Trees. Hey, yo, Davon, break them off a little something.
I'm sure you don't really need them, cause my love is pure, and I know you're feeling, cause I got the cure for what you need for sure. And I know it's true that you really love him, but he don't love you. You do everything for him, but he don't do the thing. Hey.
We're gonna let this play right now.
You went to creep it. Yes. What can I be your friend?
Yes.
Let's try this weekend.
Yes.
Listen to me. I'm not complaining, but I want you to see. Creeping ain't necessary, just come with me and live life exclusively.
I hear what you're saying.
If you are over 30, I know you're rocking right now.
Jay,
turn it up in here, man. Turn it up in here. Ready to spit something real quick.
Not
on here. You can tell me that.
Right here beside me. Ooh, baby. Ooh.
Man, you sound so convincing.
What's the most that you first mentioned?
What?
Be your friend, be your friend, be your friend. Is that your boyfriend?
Yes.
You went to creep in.
What's up, everybody?
What can I be your friend?
Yes.
Let's try this weekend.
Yes.
Are you feeling
Jay
me?
Said, what's up with the 30 and over stuff? Because I'm over 30.
Yes.
It's 30 and over stuff because I'm over 30.
Yes.
Kick it to the tree.
Right.
Now let me tell you about what happened to me last week. I hollered at this girl pushing the Cherokee. She smiled at me, hopped out the Jeep, started to speak. Hand done, nails done, Gucci on her feet. Big hips, big thighs, everything else petite. Pretty lips, pretty eyes, looking real, real sweet. I asked, what you doing up this time of night, roaming the streets? She said, I'm hungry, I'm about to go get something to eat. She hopped in the whip,
what?
Headed
what?
The seat,
what?
The drive, sparked up, passed me the lead. Next thing you know, she was on me like a leech. All lips, tongue spit, no teeth. And I ain't had no beef. I bust twice, he said it's $75 a piece. That's when the two-way started to beat. I said, give me your number, I had it for you next week.
Psych!
Oh,
let's get started, Jay. Let's get started.
Oh. Oh.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Did you miss me? Well, actually, you had pre-recorded me last week, but hopefully you guys had an amazing Tuesday. Oh, it's still bright outside. It's still warm. You're welcome. All right. So I'm fresh back from Miami. Oh, man. The vibes down there, I swear. If you're on my personal page, I know you definitely saw all the pictures. I was dipped in all white. I had my Miami Vice on. Like, that was really a great way to recharge the battery. So if you haven't taken a vacation, go take a vacation. Even if it's just a getaway to somewhere else, go. I've never been in Florida. I've never been to Miami before. I know. How can I be a thought and never been to Miami? How is that even a thing? But I went there. Oh, man. Great time with great people. I'm looking to go again. So, welcome, everybody, to the C Plan Do Show with your host, me, Gary O'Neill, professional life coach, DJ. What else did I do? CPR instructor, father, king. All those wonderful things. That's who I am. That's what I am. So, guess what? First of all, shout out to the Ravens. So, let me tell you right now. So, every time the Ravens win on that Tuesday, we're definitely playing a song for Baltimore. So, just know, that's going to happen. So, I'm prepared to play that 16 times. We're going all the way. All right? So, again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hopefully, you had an amazing Tuesday. Hey, everybody in Facebook land, on social media, I'm definitely so excited to be back in the building. Power 4.4 Radio, where the people are the power. Do you see that? Okay, first of all, you already know the brand. You already know that I had to bring my liquid motivation in the building. Wait, let me give you one sip. That's great. I would tell you what's in it, but they got to cut the check. All right, so today's episode, I had a guest earlier, but guess what? They couldn't make it. Things happen. So I can't be Mr. C, Plan D, and not have a Plan B, Plan C, Plan E, Plan Q, R. I got a million plans. So today's show, we're going to be talking about change. I promise you, every show that I do, it's going to be a show that you need to listen to. So we're going to talk about change. Make that change. All right? So we're going to be talking about change, and I'm going to give you 7 conditions of change. If you follow all 7, you're going to change whatever it is that you want to do. Whatever it is that you said, hey, you know what? I want to change this. So right now, if you're listening, if you're home, if you're chilling, you're in the car, I want you to just think about, hey, what's one thing that I really, really, really wanted to change? And guess what? We're going to work on that today. Because I'm in every change happens every season. If you really think about it, change happens every season. Winter, spring, summer, fall, all these things happen. So guess what? You can change too. All right? So can we get right into it, everybody? First of all, I missed you guys. All right? Let's get right into the seed plan do moment of the day. All right? And so this one is entitled No More. I was ready to start singing No More Shopping Spree. That's going to be the song of the week next week. All right. No more. So, no more. I'll do it tomorrow. No more. I can't because. No more. I'm tired. No more. It's too hard. No more. I would if. And also, no more. I'm not good enough. Today, we end that right now. You are no longer going to subscribe that to yourself. Because when you subscribe it to yourself, you believe it. And then your actions dictate that you don't believe that you can do it. But guess what? You can start right now. Forget tomorrow. We're going to start putting the plan into that now. After the show is over, I want you to just take 2 minutes. 2 minutes to start writing down your plan. All right? There is no more I can't because of whatever reasons you have. What I want you to think, instead of saying, I can't, how can I do this? All right? No more because you're tired. Guess what? Get some liquid motivation. Wait 1 second. And also, if you want a cup like this, I got a couple of different cups. Go to LaloneClothing.com. Get that liquid motivation. And guess what? The vibes are included. All right? No more because I'm tired. Go to bed early. All right? Find the energy to do it. No more because it's too hard. All right? I was talking to someone the other day. And they felt like their assignment was too hard, or that even my son feels like his work is too hard. He can't do that. In my house, they cannot say I can't because they will start doing push-ups. You can ask Logan and Lauren. All right? No more I would if. Every situation is not going to be perfect. Okay? It's not going to be perfect, but you can start and make it perfect. If you start right now, you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to start now. That's it. It's just going to start now. Okay? I could have easily said, oh, I would have this show, but I would if I could if I. No more. I said, I want a show. And guess what? You're listening to this smooth, sultry voice right now. All right. No more. I'm not good enough. And that's really the biggest thing, is that people don't believe they're good enough. It's not that they're afraid to fail. Most of my clients, most of the people I talk to, is because they fearing what would happen if they succeed. Some people say, well, hey, what if I fall? Guess what? What if you fly, baby? What if you fly? All right. So that is your C plan due moment of the week. All right. So guess what? We're going right into the song of the week. The song of the week by Jay McCraw, one of the owners of Power 4.4 Radio. So you know we're going to make sure the brand is intact. So when we get back from our song of the week, we're going right into Tuesday's topic, growth and change. Keep it locked. Listen to this amazing song. I like it. You already know the vibes is there. So when we get back, we're going to go right into it. Let's get it.
It's your birthday party, it's your birthday. And if it ain't your birthday, do it anyway. Whether you're on your work day or your vacay, you got one life to live, time to celebrate. It's your birthday, VIP turn up. Get litty, pop a bottle, we gon' way up. Two step with your crew, you know how we do. Celebrate, come late for the walkthrough. She bad and she know it with her whole crew. Drop it down, bust it open, get it boo boo. Yeah, it's your time. Whole club watch you, damn, you're so fine. Uh-huh, she on a drink and a two-step. Play it once, tell a DJ to bring it back. And if it falls on a weekday or a weekend, party, party from the day to the month end. So rock shots, got her body feeling so lit. Got her hair nails dead, cause she the ish. Drinks up, shout out, it's your B-day. Celebrate my life to live, cause it's your birthday. Hey.
It's your birthday party, it's your birthday. And if it ain't your birthday, do it anyway. Whether you're on your work day or your vacay, you got one life to live, time to celebrate. It's your birthday party, it's your birthday. And if it ain't your birthday, do it anyway. Whether you're on your work day or your vacay, you got one life to live, time to celebrate.
It's my birthday party, party. You know me, I be the life of the party. Turn up, we come to celebrate my life. Pre-game in the parking lot, feeling lice. Light a bottle up, let sparks fly. Come out with my best way, let it fly. Throw your shades on, we bout to make a movie. Hi G, Facebook, turn in my movie. Shout the DJ out, he shouts me out too. I see a cutie, ask a baby girl, what it do? We taking flicks at the pics, feeling so wavy. Taking shots at the shot, I'm feeling so wavy. Mingle Mondays, the weekends at the party. Two-step dance, dance, party, party. Rock a mogul club t-shirt and a snapback. Rock my own brand, just making sure you know that. I wanna see that cake, 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 cake. At the party we go late, late, late. Nice time, good vibes, we come to have a good time. No drama, no fights, enjoying the nightlife. Feel a great party, live a good life. Dance away the problems, we live a good life. Dive off the boat, that's a mayday, mayday. I'm a nut on Friday, that's payday, payday, hey.
It's your birthday party, it's your birthday. And if it ain't your birthday, do it anyway. Whether you're on your work day or your vacay, you got one life to live, time to celebrate. It's your birthday party, it's your birthday. And if it ain't your birthday, do it anyway. Whether you're on your work day or your vacay, you got one life to live, time to celebrate.
Go Capricorn, it's your birthday. Aquarius, happy birthday. Pisces, it's your birthday. Go Aries, happy birthday. Taurus, it's your birthday. Gemini, happy birthday. Go Cancer, it's your birthday. Leo, happy birthday. Go Virgo, happy birthday. Libra, it's your birthday. Go Scorpio, it's your birthday. Sagittarius, happy birthday. And if it ain't your birthday, do it anyway.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
You're listening to the C Plan Do Show with Gary O'Neill.
Make sure you, oh, there we go. We back with the mic. All right. So guess what? That was a hot. Did y'all hear that hot song? Somebody already said, hey, that's a day party vibe right there. I told you. So Jay McGraw, what was the name of that song? It's your birthday? It's your birthday. It's your birthday. So make sure you hit up Jay McGraw. Follow him on social media. One half of Power 4.4 Radio. You already know it's your birthday. Pisces, you know, that's the team right there. Pisces team. So let's get right into the Tuesday topic. Hey, Nicole, let's get right into Tuesday's topic, which is growth and change. So when we're talking about growth and change, again, every season, you can see change, whether we see snow, whether we see spring and it gets warm, whether we see leaves fall, you can change. And so I'm going to help you right now with those seven conditions. All right. Not even steps, just seven conditions of growth and change. All right. If you follow these seven, you can start tonight. And guess what? Let's just move aggressively. I like to call it being humbly aggressive. And what I mean by that is that you don't have to exert energy with telling people what you're doing. Let people see your results. Let you see your results. You don't have to beat yourself up about what you've not done in the past, because guess what? That's in the past. So now we have right here and right now. That's it. So if you start tonight, you wake up tomorrow morning and you start tomorrow, that's it. You can't worry about, oh, I should have done this 3 years ago. Oh, I should have done this last week. It doesn't matter, for real. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because all you have is right here, right now. If you were looking to go back to school and you go to school and you get your degree or you get a certification and you go to a job, they're not going to look at your certificate and say, oh, man, you should have graduated 10 years ago. They're going to say, you got it or you don't. That's what they're going to ask you. So ultimately, we don't care when you should have done it. We just care that you do it. You will wake up, eat, sleep, go to bed with your actions that you've done today. That's it. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Doesn't matter what anybody else does. It's all about you. All right. So let's get right into the first condition of growth and change. The first thing is becoming dissatisfied with the status quo. Ask yourself, whatever it is that you wanted to change, are you tired? Are you tired? Do I still enjoy this? Am I tired? Because that's when it starts. You have to be dissatisfied with how things are going. Because once you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, we've already heard that a million times. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's when we can start change. That's when we can start growth. Being dissatisfied with the status quo. So ask yourself right now, what am I tired of right now? What is happening all the time that right now I'm like, hey, I'm done with that. So whatever it is right now, I just want you to write down or just say out loud. You can stand up. You can actually put it in the Powerful Point 4 page. Put it right in the thread. I'm going live right now, so you can put it in my thread. Just type in, I'm tired. That's it. I'm dissatisfied. All right. So becoming dissatisfied with the status quo. That's the first thing. All right. The next thing is going to be, in reference to growth and change, it's going to be envisioning where you want to go. You have to be able to see, and most people will. You will be able to see what you want to do. You want to lose weight? What does it look like? All right. Hey, I told my barber today, hey, I want a new haircut. Look at that. Check out the vibes. The vibes. Right? So you got to have at least an idea of where you want to go. Hey, you want to have a show? Guess what? Hit me up. We can get you on the show. You want to have your own radio show? You want to be a part of a show? You want to lose weight? You want to be happy? You want to start traveling? You want to own a business? You want to be in love? You need to imagine what that looks like. All right. What does that look like to you? Where do you want to go? Think about a GPS for a minute. If you have a phone, you have a GPS. If you have a flip phone, don't worry about it. You can just not listen to this portion. But if you have a phone, if you have a smartphone, we have a GPS. And if you turn it on right now, guess what? It'll just tell you where you are. It'll just say, hey, you're at home. Hey, you're at work. Hey, you're at Powerful Point 4 Radio. Where the people are the power. It'll let you know. All right. It'll let you know where you are. And it'll just keep letting you know where you are. You could take two steps to the left, two steps to the right. You could cha-cha slide around your house and it'll say, hey, you're still at home. But it starts working when you put a destination in. And that's really it. You start putting a destination in, that's when it will start working. Hey, from here, I want to go home. Cool. So So I'm at the studio right now. I know how to get home, but if I put in the destination, it'll let me know, hey, make a right here, go down here, you're home. And guess what? GPS will never say, hey, we can't go here. It might take some time. I don't know if you were like me in school. One time we put in how to get to China. It told us, oh, take a jet ski across the ocean. It was being funny. I was like, come on, internet, you're too funny. All right. But you have to envision where you want to go. All right. So just have a clear mindset on, hey, where do I want to go? All right. So the next step. So remember, being dissatisfied with the status quo was first. Envisioning where you want to go was next. Now, develop a process by which to get there. Just like that GPS, it's going to tell you, go down the street, make a right, make a left. What am I willing to do? If you listen to last week's show, which if you were looking to start a business, you definitely need to go back and listen to that one. I'm a businessman, not a businessman. Let me get on my business. Chill, Jay. I don't even want you to spit hot 16 in here. All right. But you need to develop a process by which to get there. So how am I going to do this? Hey, you want to save $10,000 in a year? How? You can say, hey, you know what? Step one, I'm going to open up a bank account. Step two, I'm going to deposit $100 in my account every month. Guess what? After a certain period of time, you have $10,000 in your account. Somebody hit me up today. Hey, I have a business, but I want to reach out to more people. Okay. She said, hey, I've been dropping my information off in the surrounding areas, but I need more. Okay. Now, she didn't want to pay for coaching, so I ain't really giving too much information. But at the end of the day, we could have went over a process. Hey, are you reaching out to your social media followers? Hey, what platforms are you utilizing? Are you going to vendor events? Where are the people that you want to use, and where and why are you not there? Let me give you a little story about Sammy the Spider really quickly. So at my house, maybe a couple of years back, there was a spider that started growing from, imagine the front of my house, and like right next to it was a railing. So he had started making a web that reached from the front of my house to the railing. So every evening when I got my kids, we would see the spider. And so the kids said, hey, we're going to call him Sammy. All right, cool. We saw Sammy at night. In the morning, he was gone. We would see Sammy at night. In the morning, he was gone. So then Lauren started noticing he was getting really big. So I asked her, why do you think he's getting big? So she looked around, and then Logan butted in and said, hey, because he's posted near the light, and the bugs are going to the light, and they're eating. He's eating the bugs. Ta-da! So I need you guys to be Sammy the Spider. Go to where people will be. All right? Even with dating. If you say, hey, I want to date, but you're not on social media, you're not going anywhere, like, how's it going to happen? Like, they're going to fall out of your, like, it's going to fall into your lap? They're going to be here at Power 4.4 Studios? I don't think so. All right? So you need to develop a process by which to get there. What avenue am I willing to take? If I want to increase my presence, guess what? YouTube, social media, workshops, offline, all those wonderful things. All right? So the next thing in reference to growth and change is invoking your will to make it happen. And I promise you, out of all the things that I've said, this is probably the most important one. And the reason why is because it's all on you. See, I tell people, like, hey, if you want to do something, then you just need to do it. That's it. I'm very cut and dry with that. If someone says, hey, I want to leave my job. All right, leave your job. Now, I'm not telling you to be dumb and just walk out and you don't have any plan. Because remember, we said you need a process. So you can give them your 2 weeks. So I had a person who said, hey, I want to leave my job. All right, cool. Do you have money to leave your job right now? No. All right, then you need to save some money before you leave. I don't want you leave and the next thing you know, you're outside and you're living in a cardboard box. But you need to make it happen. And the only person that can actually help you make it happen is you. I can life coach you to death. I can life coach you every day. But change is like seeds. It starts from the inside. So until you believe it can happen, until you say, hey, I can do this, until you start making it happen and invoking your will, then it won't happen. You ever want, let's just go with food. You ever thought to yourself, hey, I really want to eat this for dinner, and I promise you, nothing stopped you, did it? Hey, I want these pair of shoes. Nothing stopped you. Hey, I want to go see this movie. I don't care if I have to go by myself. Nothing stopped you. So just treat yourself the same way. You know, you need to make it happen. So if it's something that you really, really want, if it's change that you're really, really looking for, then guess what? You need to make it happen. You need to invoke your will. That means that you will not let anything stop you from making it happen. Because honestly, if you start working toward what you want to do, the universe will help you. I didn't know anything about Powerful Point 4 Radio until I started putting it out there that, hey, you know what? I want to get out there a little bit more. And then Jay said, hey, anybody know any motivational speakers? And people start tagging me because, you know, the vibes. People start tagging me. And then I talked to Jay. I wasn't even here yet. I was just doing the motivational clips on my phone, on my raggedy phone. I need to talk to a company about getting a new phone. And then I would do a commercial for them. Need to talk to somebody. Not Apple, though, because y'all whack. All right. Not really, but if they want to give me a free phone, that'd be fine. All right. So I talked to Jay and I asked him just one question. Hey, what will it take for me to have a show? And he's right here sitting here with his arms folded like he did before. He was like, well, you can just get a show. He gave me a price and I didn't say anything else except done. Because in my mind, I had already made a determination that this was going to happen. One way or another. And that's it. Honestly, that's it. Just telling yourself, hey, I'm going to do this and I don't care what it takes. That's it. Okay. So in reference to growth and change, remember being dissatisfied with the status quo, not liking where you are. All right. And it's okay to be having that conversation with yourself and say, hey, I don't like this. The next thing is envisioning where you want to go. Where am I going? Where am I going? The next thing is developing a process to get there. So not just saying, hey, I want to do this. It now needs to be a clear cut plan. It sounds like we're talking about see, plan, do, guys. Wait a minute. So envision what you want. Develop a process. Invoking your will sounds a lot like see, plan, do. And that's really it. All right. The next thing in reference to the seven conditions of growth is taking action to make it happen. So it goes back to invoking your will. So once you've determined that, hey, I'm going to do this. Now, what are you going to do? What are we doing? All right. So, you know, a couple of weeks back, I had two Artist Tuesdays. T was on here. And guess what? She said, you know what? I want to start putting out merch. I said, all right, cool. So while I was on vacation, she sent me some pictures of the merch that's going to be on the shirt. And I was like, hey, I'm going to buy a coffee cup. Take action. It's too many people that we talk it. We don't walk it. Can I be honest with y'all? Can I be honest with the millions of people watching? And this is a real moment, right? So I'm being transparent. A couple of days ago, because, you know, I have a T-shirt line and I'm building it. Right. I know what to do. So I wanted to share that with people. Right. So I told people, hey, if you are looking to start your own T-shirt company, then hit me up. And I had a lot of people hit me up. But then when I told them, hey, it costs for the coaching because it has to be some sort of financial commitment because I need you to be committed to it. No one did it. Now, some of these people hit me up and was like, oh, I really, really want to do this. I've been dreaming about it. But then when I just told them a small price, it wasn't even hundreds of dollars. I know companies who charge hundreds of dollars. I think I charged less than $100. Just say, hey, and it's one thing if you don't have the money. But most people, every person that hit me up didn't do it for whatever reason. And I'm not here to judge them or here to tell them, hey, you should have done it because maybe they went somewhere else. But I will say is that nobody did it. It's very easy for us to say, hey, I want to do something. It's harder. It's more work to be able to put in the work. You have to put in the work. There's no way that you're going to be like, hey, I want to do this. And then we turn around, we do nothing. It's sort of like protesting. Protesting is cool. It brings awareness to something that's wrong, right? You can bring awareness to say, hey, I don't like this, right? But what are you going to do about it? So a lot of times people got upset with Jay-Z and said, hey, you're sitting with the enemy. You're sitting with them. Well, protesting is over. Now we, if he's in a platform, an avenue to be able to do something about it, I want to see him do something about it. Because we didn't come after those football players. All those African-American football players, 97% of NFL players are black, I believe, 97, 96. If all of them would have said, we're all going to take a knee, what would have happened? Make sense for everybody? So because action doesn't take place, we could do whatever we want. So you need to take action to make it happen. What are you committed to doing? Hey, you want to have a very nice car? All right, let's identify the car, right? Let's identify the car, where you're going to get it from, how much it costs. Go talk to them. I had a person who they wanted to start their own business and they had not contacted the necessary people. And I said, can you explain to me what's wrong with you just calling them right now? Get off the phone with me and go call them. That was it. Invoking your will to make it happen is one of the biggest things that stop people. It's not the Illuminati. It's not the white man. It's not the black man. It's you. And once you realize that the only person that's holding you hostage, the only person that's getting in your way is you, you can cha-cha slide right on out of the way. To be honest, one of the biggest things I want to work on is getting in better shape. I've lost weight, and I'm very appreciative of my nutritionist and appreciative of the process that I went through to lose weight. But I don't want to lose weight. I just want to be, you know, Cock Diesel, I guess. I don't know. You know, I'm already strong. The brand is strong. But, you know, I might feel a certain way, if I could be honest with y'all. I might feel a certain way about not, I don't really want to not wear a shirt. I don't, when I go away next year in Miami, I'm not packing no shirts. I'm not packing none because of the work I'm doing now. You know, people's like, oh, summer body in summer. It's already too late. Okay, so getting back to taking action to make it happen. That's it. Once you invoke your will, now it's action. Enough talking, enough writing Facebook statuses, enough with the excuses. Jay talked about Jermaine talked about on her page. She talked about either you're producing excuses or you're producing results. You can't do both. And I even made a C Plan Do moment of the week. So check out Power 4.4 for that. Either you're producing excuses or you're producing results. You can't do both. Tomorrow, if you said, hey, I'm going to the gym, either you're going to wake up with production on your mind or you're going to wake up with excuses. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I woke up late. Man, just go anyway. All right. So got two more. The next thing is going to be evaluate your action steps. So it's one thing to have a great plan, right? You can be dissatisfied with what you want to do, right? You can say, I don't like this. You can envision where you want to go. Hey, I want to do this. You can develop a process. Hey, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You then can say, you know what? This is happening. Then you could put action to it. All right. So then you put your action to it. And then now you can evaluate what you're doing. Go back 3 months, 3 months from now. Look back at what you're doing. Is this working? Right. So with the T-shirt company, with the T-shirt line, Alone Clothing, I like the process. I like the progress and the process. But you know what? I look back because it's been actually a month. Hey, happy anniversary, Alone Clothing. It's been a month. I've been on this show a month. Hey, and I evaluate. So I'm like, hey, what can I do better? How can I make this process a little bit more streamlined? What can I do in the event of, you know, X, Y, and Z? How can I be better? How can I evaluate? What does my evaluation say? What am I doing well? What am I not doing well? And how can I improve? That's it for real. So if you're going to the gym 3 times a week and you're not eating right, you probably won't see the progress that you want to get, right? So you can say, well, you know what? I'm going to eat right. So now you're working out 3 times a week. Now you're eating right, right? But maybe you're not working as hard. You're not working out as hard. All right, cool. So now you just keep adding, keep evaluating. All right, so evaluate your action steps. Am I doing the best that I can do? And the last thing is, and this is a big one, recommitting to your journey. Your favorite life coach at times may slack off in his goals, just like everybody else. And sometimes I got to have a reminder and say, hey, you need to get back to what you were doing. So an amazing vacation can make me say, you know what? When you get back, you're back at it. All right. So sometimes you may fall back. You may get off track. But guess what? The amazing thing is about railroad tracks is that they're always there and you can hop right back on it. So you get back on that. You recommit to your journey and you say, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. So let me give it to you one more time. If you've been writing this, if you've been writing them down, the first thing was being dissatisfied with your status quo. You're not going to take it anymore. The next thing is envisioning where you want to go. That means I see what I want to do. I can see it. Close your eyes right now. Close your eyes. Just think about what you want to do. Does that mean look better? Does that mean be in better health? Does that mean have a business? Does that mean being happy? Does that mean having things? Whatever it is, just think about it. All right. Once we thought about it, now we're going to have a process. How, Sway, how am I going to do it? You know what I like to say about that really quickly? If you go back and look at that Sway interview with Kanye, the one thing that gets me about that is that when he says, how, Sway, because when Sway was like, well, why don't you just, how, Sway, how? If you listen to the interview, he actually tells him. He says, why don't you just start your own stuff? See, it was easy. I was like, yeah, why not start your own stuff? But then he said, oh, you don't know, because that's what sometimes people do when they're confronted with just doing it. They want to character assassinate. You don't know. I've been doing this longer than you. What's that? Ralph Lauren, whatever he said to him to be funny. But he could have easily just started his own thing. Right. So develop a process invoking your will. Nothing can stop you. I want to tell you that right now. Nothing can stop you. You are unstoppable. Whoever's listening to this right now. If you're listening to this right now, if you're listening to this tomorrow, if you're bringing back this up, if you're going to hit the replay and listen to this next week, we're in the future right now. You are unstoppable. You are. Regardless if you have a lazy eye, one leg shorter than the other, they call you hip hop. No matter what's going on with you, your situation, you are unstoppable. And the minute that you realize that, it's real. All right. Invoke your will to make it happen. Take action to make it happen. I'm not going to stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. Diddy is one of my most, it's one of my favorite motivational speakers. And it's not that he really just motivates. He just does it. Can't stop. Won't stop. Go back and listen. Like even on Instagram, just like follow him and just look at some of the stuff he says. It's go time. I'm like, you're right. You're right, Diddy. Hall of Chic like I'm Diddy. That's going to be the next one. When the Ravens win next week, we're definitely going to play a little Scooter in here, too. I was going to play it today, but it's not clean, so I ain't going to get in trouble. All right. Evaluate your action steps. Hey, how am I doing? Am I doing well? So you guys can help me out. So I'm going to be evaluating what I'm eating. Like, even today, I evaluated what I ate because my thing is I want to limit my carbs, limit my sugar. So I think, honestly, if I'm being honest, I'm always honest for the most part, right? I give myself about a good B. All right, my coworker Kim, where's she at? Kim came in with a birthday cake. I didn't invoke my will to make it happen because I ate it and I was like, oh, man, I had that cake. It was delicious, though. My favorite cake is buttercream. So if she'd had whipped topping, I wouldn't have ate it. All right, take action. Evaluate your action steps. And guess what? We're going to recommit to our journey. That's it. If you do those things, and I'm going to post this, I'm going to post these steps in the C Plan Do page. So make sure you follow the C Plan Do page. If you're watching from Powerful Point for Radio, all right, make sure that you follow the page. So that way you can start growth right now. So if you want to you can start right now. And guess what? By springtime next year, you're good. When I had locks, I started the process now. I remember this. I started in September, October. Because I didn't want to go into the spring and then my hair is blotchy or whatever. So by the time October, by the time springtime I had a little hang time. I may not grow locks back out, but you see my hair is growing. You see that shape up. Man, this light is amazing. Jay, I don't even take selfies like that, but this light is amazing here. All right. So that is our growth and change. Is it easy? No, it's easier for me to say it. It's easy for me to run it down. Okay. But ultimately, if you want to do this, if you want to do this, you can. And there's nobody in your way. Stop believing the negative stuff that you believe about yourself. Stop believing it. Because if you believe it's something negative, then somebody else can say, well, you know, you're big, right? You're going to believe it. Stop subscribing to that. Because that's the problem. We subscribe to negative stuff. We believe it. Because something in our mind says, oh, you're not good enough. The hell you're not. The hell you're not. You're not on this earth to just be basic. You're not on this earth to just not do what you want to do. There are millions of people that are doing what they want to do. So my question is, why not you? Why not you? You want to be a rapper? Jay's right here. You want to be a life coach? I'm right here. You want to be people? You could do whatever you want. Like, this is the truth. You can do whatever the hell you want. That should have been the name of this episode. You can do whatever the hell you want. If you don't believe me, then you won't. That's just it. You don't believe me, you won't. Okay, so those are the seven conditions of growth and change. Because you can, if you want. All right. So, oh man, look at that. It's almost time to go, ain't it? All right. So we got some community stuff to talk about. And when we're talking about community stuff, man, what is going on with us right now? You know I didn't want to really bring it down, but like, we got to do a better job about our community. So please, let's start focusing more on our community. We need to be able to take care of ourselves, because, you know, I'm pretty sure some of you guys saw the news where there was a body hanging near Carver. Like, what is going on, man? Like, we need to do better. We got to take better care of ourselves. We got to protect our community. We cannot expect people that are not in our community to protect our community. And I'm not saying that they won't. Like, take for instance, I know you guys saw a couple of weeks ago, there was some group organization that came from somewhere else and they came and picked up trash. That was cool. That was nice. But we need to do it. We need to take ownership of our communities. We need to get back to more neighboring, less hood. Because hood, if you're in a hood, it's a mentality there. That doesn't have to be true. If you're from a certain area, it doesn't matter. Take care of your neighborhood. You know, I remember when I first had my first house, right? I remember I used to leave my trash can on the other side of the fence, right? And I would leave it there. I wouldn't think about it because I was working and stuff like that. And I remember my neighbor who kept his lawn extremely manicured. Like, nothing would be on it. It would look nice. Even the rocks would be put in a nice place, right? So I'm a big guy. I'm 6'8". I don't know. Some of you guys probably have never met me in real life, and you only see me on the internet, and the internet is small. And especially if you're looking at from your Android phone or your Apple phone, I look really small, right? So I'm 6'8". So he's a very slim older guy. So he rolls up on me. He's like, hey, man, I wanted to talk to you about your trash can. So I looked at him. I said, okay, what's up? He was like, man, you keep using it on the other side of the yard, man. You know, he looked at me, and then I guess he realized, like, wait a minute, this guy's 6'8 for real. So he's looking at me, and I just looked at him, and I thought maybe I should just say something smart to him, right? But then I listened to what he had to say, and I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. And that was it. And then, like, years later, when we talked about it, he was like, man, I didn't know if he was going to hit me or not. And I was like, I thought I was about to strike you, but... You know, at the end of the day, we got to make sure we take care of each other. Stop the bickering. Stop the negativity, because that's where all this stuff is happening. When we have negativity, when we have darkness and stuff like that. So we got to get back to being a light. So that starts with you. All right. So that starts with you. Whatever you're doing, if you're looking to get into some community events, start doing them. You don't need the news. You don't need Jane Miller. You don't need any politician to be productive in what you want to do. All right. My man East said it's easier for them to act like where they live. And I don't subscribe to that. And I agree with him, but I don't subscribe to that. All right. You don't have to subscribe to that. If you say, hey, I'm from the hood, you don't have to subscribe to that. Just because you live in a certain area doesn't mean that you should be that way. All right. So please, let's start today, tonight. Start taking care of our communities, okay? All right, guess what? That's our time for the evening. If you are looking to start a business, I have created Business 101, the masterclass. Tickets are still available. People have bought tickets. Tickets are still available. It's going to be an online event, so you can definitely watch it from the comforts of your own home. All right. Check out the Seed Plan Do page and check out the events. You can always check out Seed Plan Do Show each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. right here on Powerful 4.4 Radio. Hey, follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Oh, we out here on Twitter now. Tweet, tweet. Me and the president going to be going back and forth. All right. Plenty of additional. I talk about different content. If you have a question for the show, if you want to be on the show, if you want to sponsor, look, I'm doing numbers. I promise you. And I ain't stopping. I'm doing numbers here. I look at the numbers every week. Thank you, Jasmine, for checking out the show. She said this was awesome. Thank you. We're gonna smoke one. Oh, look at that. We're gonna roll one. We're gonna smoke one this week. All right. Want to check out the sponsorship packages? Hit me up. Tune in next week with my special guest Tracy Allen, one of my friends. Tracy Allen, she's a therapist. She'll be coming on, and we'll be going from episode 7, Reclaiming Hope. The Wonder Twins are in the building. They're up next. I love their show. All right. And as always, thank you for checking out the show. You could have been anywhere in the world. You could have been watching something on YouTube. You could have been listening to your favorite artist. Thank you for taking time out to listen to me. Until we talk again, until we listen again, until we meet again, always remember to see, plan, and do. Enjoy your evening. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. Good night, everybody.